Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wanda, chapter edition. And today's Wanda chapter is from 1 Kings chapter 2. And without wasting time, let's step up for the word of prayer. Almighty love, God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for giving us a chance to see another day, Father. We do not take it for granted. I want to thank you for all the small things that you have always done in our lives and that we are not thanking you for, Father. May God, you protecting us, may God, guiding us, may God, you showing us your love, Father. And we put all our plans and aspirations of this day, that may you bless them, may you bless the work of our hands, and may they align with what you have planned for us. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. David's charge to Solomon. When the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon, his son. I'm about to go the way of all the earth, he said. So be strong, act like a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. And keep his decrees and commands, his law and regulations, as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all that you do, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me. If your descendants watch how they live, and if they walk faithfully before me with all their heart and soul, you will never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel. Now you yourself know what Joab, son of Zeruiah, did to me, what he did to the second commanders of the of Israel's armies, Abner, son of Ner, and Amasa, son of Jether. He killed them, shedding their blood in peacetime as if in battle, and with their blood he stained the belt around his waist and the sandals on his feet. Deal with him accordingly to your wisdom, but do not let his gray hair go to the grave in peace. But show kindness to the sons of Brasilia, of Gilead, and let them be among those who eat at your table. They stood by me when I fled from your brother Absalom. And remember, you have with you Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjamite from Bahurim, who called down bitter curses on me the day I went to Mahanaim. When he came down to meet me at the Jordan, I swore to him by the Lord, I will not put you to death by a sword. But now, do not consider him innocent. You are a man of wisdom. You will know what to do to him. Bring his gray head down to the grave in blood. Then David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. He had reigned 40 years over Israel, 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father, and his rule was firmly established. Now Adonijah, son of Haggith, went to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. Bathsheba asked, "Do you come peacefully?" He answered, "Yes, peacefully." Then he said, "I have nothing to say to you." You may say it," she replied. As you know," he said, "the kingdom was mine. All Israel looked to me as their king. But things changed. The kingdom has now gone to my brother, for it has come to him from the Lord. Now I have one request to make from you. Do not refuse me." "You may make it," she said. So she continued, "Please ask King Solomon, he will not refuse you, to give me Abishag the Shunammite as my wife." "Very well," Bathsheba replied, "I will speak to the king for you." When Bathsheba went to the king Solomon to speak to him for Adonijah, the king stood up to meet her, bowed down to her, and sat her on his throne. He had a throne brought for the king's mother, and she sat at his right hand. "I have one small request to make of you," she said. "Do not refuse me," the king replied. "Make it, my mother. I will not refuse you." So she said, "Let Abishag the Shunammite be given in marriage to your brother Adonijah." King Solomon answered his mother, "Why do you request Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? You might as well request the kingdom for him. After all, he is my older brother." "Yes, for him and for Abiathar the priest and Joab, son of Zeruiah." Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, "May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if Adonijah does not pay with his life for this request. And now, as surely as the Lord lives, he who has established me securely on the throne of my father David, and has founded a dynasty for me as he promised. Adonijah shall be put to death today. So King Solomon gave orders to Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and he struck down Adonijah and he died. Abiathar the priest, the king said, go back to your fields in Anathoth. You deserve to die, but I will not put you to death now, because you carried the ark of the sovereign Lord before my father David and shared all my father's hardships. So Solomon removed Abiathar from priesthood of the Lord, fulfilling the word of the Lord that had spoken at Shiloh about the house of Eli. When news reached Joab, who had conspired with Adonijah, though not with Absalom, he fled to the tent of the Lord and took hold of the horns of the altar. King Solomon was told that Joab had fled to the tent of the Lord and was beside the altar. Then Solomon ordered Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, go strike him down. So Benaiah entered the tent of the Lord and said to Joab, the king says, come out. But he answered, no, I will die here. Benaiah reported to the Lord, this is how Joab has answered me. Then the king commanded Benaiah to do as he says, strike him down and bury him, and so clear me and my whole family of the guilt of the innocent blood that Joab shed. The Lord will repay him for his bloodshed, because without my father David knowing it, he attacked two men and killed them with a sword, both of them, Abner son of Ner, commander of Israel's army, and Amasa son of Jether, commander of Judah's army, were better men and more upright than he is. May the guilt of the blood rest on the head of Joab and his descendants forever, his house and his throne. May there be the Lord's peace forever. So Benaiah son of Jehoiada went up and struck him down, Joab and killed him, and he was buried at his home out in the country. The king put Benaiah son of Jehoiada over the army in Joab's position and replaced Abiathar with Zadok the priest. Then the Lord sent for Shimei and said to him, build yourself a house in Jerusalem and live there, but do not go anywhere else. The day you leave across the Kidron Valley, you can be sure you'll die. Your blood will be on your own head. Shimei answered the Lord, what you say is good. Your servant will do as the Lord the king has said. And Shimei stayed in Jerusalem for a long time. But 3 years later, two of Shimei's slaves ran out to Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. And Shimei was told, your slaves are in Gath. At this, he saddled his donkey and went to Achish in Gath in search of his slaves. So Shimei went away and brought the slaves back from Gath. When Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and returned, the king summoned Shimei and said to him, did I not make you swear by the Lord and warn you? On this day you live to go nowhere else. You can be sure you'll die. At that time you say to me, what you say is good, I will obey. Why then did you not keep your oath to the Lord and obey the command that I gave you? The king also said to Shimei, you know in your heart that all the wrong you have done to my father David, now the Lord will be repaying you for your wrongdoing. But King Solomon will be blessed, and David's throne will remain forever secure before the Lord. Then the king gave orders to Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and he went out and struck Shimei down, and he died. The kingdom was now established in Solomon's hand. And that is where our wonder chapter for today. And without wasting time, let's go straight to what message do I get from today's wonder chapter. The first one comes from verse 3. What does verse 3 say? And observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and regulations as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go. Let me read that one more time. Verse 3, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him and keep his decrees and commands in his laws and regulations as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go. So now this is David giving Solomon his final words. And remember, David was very wise. He was a very wise man. And what is he telling Solomon? If you want to prosper, if you want your path to be straight, what do you do? Observe and respect the commandment that the Lord gave. Amen. So many times Christians are looking for prosperity. That's the truth of the matter. And they're trying to get it in whichever way that is possible. But today the Lord is telling us that if you want to be prosperous, if you want to shine in whatever you're doing, if you want the Lord to open doors for you, you just have to be one thing. Be obedient. Obedience is really a very, very powerful message. I think you even tired of me saying this, but I'll always remind you that obedience is the way to go. Respect the Lord. Obey his commandments and he will elevate you and he will put you on top and you will prosper in everything that you do. When we continue to verse 15, what does verse 15 say? As you know, he said, the kingdom was mine. All Israel looked to me as the king, but things changed and the kingdom has gone to my brother, for it has come to him from the Lord. Now this is Adonijah talking to Bathsheba. He has still refused. He's still saying that the kingdom was his, yet it was not his. And this is something that we Christians do. We are stuck. We are attached to some things. Amen. Even if they are not meant for us, even if they are not meant to be with us, we as Christians, we get stuck, we get attached to them. And so many times, this makes us lose focus. Instead of concentrating on the Lord, instead of concentrating on serving the Lord, we are so attached to these things. It can be earthly, you know what you're attached to. And sometimes the things are not meant for us. And the Lord is saying, please, it's not yours. But then we insist. We insist and we'll be like, no, no, we want to get attached to it. And this is why I always tell you to pray for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will guide you and show you what is yours. So many times we as Christians waste fighting for things that are not ours. So by the time that our things come, we are either too drained to even handle what was meant for us. And it's a sad truth. Stop fighting for what the Lord is trying to take away from your life. He has a reason for that. And lastly, if we go to verse 43, what does 43 say? Why then did you not keep your oath to the Lord and obey the command I give you? Why? Shimei had been commanded to stay where he is, and he had accepted that. Amen. And then at the same time, he disobeyed. What was that? Disobedience. And now we see him going to pay. He is going to be held accountable. You know, so many times we as Christians get so comfortable, we forget that one day we shall be told to account for our lives here. We shall be held for it. Accountability. Don't forget. You see, when Shimei was leaving for Jerusalem, he had forgotten. He had forgotten his promise that he had made to Solomon. And now he has to account for his journey. And the way he's accounting for this is by death, because we see him going to die. So many times we have seen, so many times we have forgotten. But disobedience will get us nowhere. And the account for disobedience is not in any way good. The outcomes are not in any way what we would like. And that's why you should always ought to be obedient. I want you to get some time. Read 1 Kings chapter 2. What message do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. Really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lamb, we don't thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life and thank you for protecting us. One, thank you for guiding us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father. We pray that may send and your Holy Spirit always come and guide us, Father, so that we do not become disobedient, Father, because we cannot afford the price of disobedience, Father, Almighty King of Kings. We pray that may you always be there to guide us. May you always remind us that one day we shall be accountable for everything that we do, so that we go down and praise you and glorify you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.